Moving to security, and there are two stories here that deserve to be discussed together because they're really about the same underlying shift in how vulnerability research works. The first is USB Lighter 8, an exploit targeting the secure ROM of Apple's A12 and A13 chips. The second is Filippo Valsorda's essay titled "Vulnerability Reports Are Not Special Anymore," which I'd argue is one of the more important pieces of security writing to land on HN this month.
Let me start with USB Lighter 8 because the technical details are genuinely interesting. Secure ROM is the first code that runs when an Apple chip boots. It's burned into read-only memory, and it's the root of Apple's entire hardware security model. If you can compromise it, you have a level of access that persists across software updates and can't be patched without physical hardware replacement. Previous secure ROM exploits like CheckM8, which targeted A5 through A11 chips, enabled the jailbreak community to run unsigned code on older iPhones. USB Lighter 8 extends that capability to the A12 and A13 generations, which covers iPhone XS, XR, 11, and 11 Pro models.
The HN community is doing some interesting analysis in the comments about who this actually affects and how. The security research angle is that this enables a class of forensic analysis that legitimate researchers and potentially law enforcement can perform on devices. The concern is obviously that it also enables malicious actors who have physical access to a device. Physical access has always been a special category in security. The threat model changes substantially when an attacker can plug your phone into a USB cable,
which connects directly to Filippo's essay. His argument is essentially that the vulnerability disclosure process, which was carefully constructed over decades to balance responsible disclosure against vendor timelines and public safety, is breaking down. Partly because AI-assisted vulnerability research is accelerating the rate of discovery to the point where coordinated disclosure timelines that made sense in 2015 don't make sense in 2026. Partly because the incentive structures for researchers have shifted, bug bounties have professionalized the field, but they've also created adversarial relationships between researchers who feel underpaid and vendors who feel extorted.
Filippo is one of the most respected voices in cryptography and security infrastructure. So when he says the old framework is under stress, that's worth taking seriously. His specific claim is that treating vulnerability reports as privileged communications that deserve special handling, with embargo periods, coordinated disclosure timelines, vendor notification windows, made sense when exploits were rare and researchers were mostly hobbyists. The current environment, where professional security firms, government agencies, and criminal organizations are all running parallel research operations, makes the notion of a single coordinated timeline almost fictional.
There's a governance dimension here that I find compelling from an international perspective. The 2010 Wassenaar arrangement and subsequent amendments have tried to treat exploit code as dual-use technology subject to export controls. But the USB Lighter 8 release is on a public GitLab page, which illustrates how effectively those frameworks can contain information once it exists. The question isn't whether to disclose, it's how disclosure happens in an environment where the information can propagate instantly and globally.
And this is where I think the business implications are significant. Companies that have treated their security review cycles as negotiating leverage, slow-walking patches, disputing severity ratings to avoid mandatory disclosure are going to find that strategy increasingly untenable as the time between discovery and public exploitation compresses. The pressure for faster patch cycles and more transparent security communication is going to increase regardless of what any individual company prefers.
The HN community has 164 comments on the Filippo piece, and the discussion is substantive. Several people are pushing back on his framing, arguing that the alternative to coordinated disclosure isn't better. It's just faster chaos. Others are making the case that vendors need to put more resources into their security response infrastructure rather than expecting researchers to subsidize their timelines. Both arguments have merit, and I suspect the answer is going to look different across different sectors.